I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. Connecticut has a list of 11 ailments that can be treated with medical marijuana. But a new study finds that marijuana has not been proven to be an effective treatment for most of those conditions. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, along with another study that found inconsistencies in THC levels for many medical marijuana products. THC is the active ingredient in marijuana. Proper dosing is just one of the problems that Dr. Deepak Cyril D'Souza, Associate Professor of Psychiatry at the Yale School of Medicine, has with the current state of medical marijuana. He co-wrote an editorial in the journal asking, "Is the cart before the horse?"
When you're placing this under the umbrella or giving society the impression that this is under medical oversight, then it should meet all the other standards that medical professionals are used to.
And D'Souza says that should start with rigorous clinical trials like any other FDA-approved drug. He says most medical marijuana studies so far have been of poor quality.
They were not adequately controlled. They were not blinded. They were not for a sufficient period of time. There weren't a sufficient number of subjects in those studies.
D'Souza says marijuana has the potential to help people with a number of medical conditions, but without solid evidence and a uniform system of dosing, doctors are practicing in the dark.
Because we don't have information. We don't even have basic information about dosing. It's entirely on trial and error.
D'Souza says so far medical marijuana has been proven effective for only three medical conditions: nausea related to chemotherapy, spasticity in people with multiple sclerosis, and in certain pain syndromes. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.